candidates and parties. The purpose of the July 3rd general election is to elect members of parliament. Each MP fills a parliamentary seat. The people competing for these seats are called candidates. The pre-election competition is often called a race, and we say that candidates run for election. In Thailand, there are two types of candidates, meaning that each voter casts two ballots. The candidates best known to the voters are those who are vying to represent a constituency or an election district. But Thailand also has what is known as a proportional representation or party list system. Altogether, 500 parliamentary seats are up for grabs on July 3rd, 375 in constituencies and 125 on the party list. Under the proportional representation system, political parties select candidates for voters to choose. The number of them who are actually elected to parliament depends on the percentage of the vote their party obtains. It takes 250,000 votes to elect one party list MP. Under the proportional representation system, small parties are at a big disadvantage since they're unable to garner enough votes to elect party list MPs. That is one reason why we have seen some party mergers this year and some veteran politicians defecting from small parties to larger parties. Even the larger parties have weaknesses, however. Few of them are capable of contesting the election nationally. Most have their own limited bastions or strongholds of support.